Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Nikita B. I want to thank everybody who's on the call so far. We have a lot of people on the line. I really appreciate you taking out time to join me. I thank you for being a part of this first call and being a part of the bias movement. We won't hold you long because I do want to value everybody's time. I want to thank you again. This is the introductory of what we'll be doing each week on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The subject that we are going to cover today is simply becoming unstuck, being unstuck and what to do or how to do to get there. A lot of times in life, we go through a lot of things, everyday hustle and bustle, just like today is Wednesday hump day. A lot of working class people, we ready to clock out, get home, relax, and we count down the hours to get to Friday because we're ready to get things over with. But for the ones who are not working class, you know, they still have things going on with them, and they just ready for the weekend to come to get a break from whatever or whoever they may want to get a break from. So I figured that today would be a good day to be able to debrief, to be able to just talk about things, put things out in the open, and find a new perspective and a new way to look at things. As callers come on, I make sure that I mute the line so that the call won't be interrupted. And at the end of the call, I open the line for any comments, questions, or anything like that. I'm hoping that we'll be able to open the lines because I think we have, like, five more availabilities before the lines will be full. And if we become full, then it may be a little more difficult to open up for everybody to say anything, but I will give the opportunity. I think that one of the biggest things that we have to concentrate on is ourselves. And by concentrating on ourselves and by knowing who we are and knowing whose we are, I think that is the biggest thing we have to realize, for one. There's two words, two very small words, but they possess the most incredible and life-altering power than any other words you will ever speak. And those two words are I am. Those two words are words that only you and you alone can speak. Nobody else can say I am for you. When you say I am, you automatically taking responsibility for whatever comes behind that. When you say I am and you are coming with a statement, you automatically saying this is who I am. I'm giving you a description of me. So the first thing we need to make sure that we always do is have that positive thinking. We need to make sure that the affirmation that we say after I am is what we want to live up to and what we consider ourselves, the true self. Even if you're not in that position or that wherever you want to be at that point in time, speak it anyway. I am successful. I don't care if you have failed at the last six things you did. Number seven or number eight may be the one that you need to get to before that success hit. But if you take the failures and you hold on to them and you make up in your mind that you're not going to go forward anymore, I am going to quit, you're exactly right. You'll quit and you'll never go ahead. So you need to make sure that the things that you say after those two powerful words, that they are things that you want to have in your life and that there are things that you want to see come to pass, because whatever you speak, it'll happen. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you have heard there's power in the tongue, and that is so true. There's power of life in there. You can speak life. You can speak death. I just had a conversation with my children, and I told them, you have one more time to say anything out your mouth, and it's going to determine whether you live or die. So that thing goes both ways. You can speak it against you, or you can speak it on you. So I told them, you know, I'm trying to teach them early. Whatever you say after I am, that's what it is. And I need you guys to really, really get that and really concentrate on that. And you guys already know my dad's a pastor, so scripture has always been something that he instilled in us. And one of the ones that really stuck with me when I was thinking about the whole I am factor, that's what I call it, the I am factor, is whenever Moses, he went to, you know, he seen a burning bush. And in that bush, you know, that was God, but I always thought, okay, if he can speak through a bush, then Surely he can speak through one of us. Surely he can let us know what it is he wants us to know, what it is he wants us to do, and different things like that. But this person also, which is Moses, whenever they part the Red Sea, and he asked me, he was like, well, God, who am I supposed to tell Pharaoh sent me? And simply he said, you tell him, I am sent you. I am that I am. And I will be for generations to come. And y'all, whenever I read that, it really resonated with me because it lets us know that if God says, I am, and we say the word I am and anything after that belongs to us or we possess it, what position do we really see ourselves in? If we serve a God that says that's his name, and we serve one that says we're made in his image and the likeness thereof, then why do we feel like we can't do the things that we want to do? Why do we feel like we're not good enough? Why do we feel like that if we step out on faith that we're going to fall or we're going to fail? And even if you do stumble, as long as you're willing to get back up, you can do it. Things are happening for you. You have to remember, whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, you are absolutely right. So the whole I am affirmation thing is the most important thing that you guys need to do every day. I don't care if it's when you get up in the morning and it's things you're thinking about and you feel like that you may have a bad day or things not going to go your way. Don't get up with that negative thinking. This is positive thinking 101. When you get up in the morning, I am going to have a good day. I am going to ignore the foolishness at the meetings that I have to go to. I am going to smile despite of the person that I know deliberately is going to try to work my nerves. I am going to get through my day without having a chip on my shoulder. It's small things. You can start off with the small things. Don't despise small beginnings because I'm telling you, even with me and myself as an entrepreneur, and I thank God for it, but there are a lot of things that I have to speak to myself and tell myself that I am or I am not going to do or I am not going to tolerate. It's so important to know that you are worth it, you are able, and you are capable. Whatever it is that you want to do, if it's something different than what you're doing right now, I am going to do whatever that is. Write your plan. Write it. Make it clear, make it visible. If you have a plan to do something and you can see it in your mind, you can feel it in your heart, it can come to pass and you can hold it in your hand. So always remember that no matter what your background is, no matter what you went through, no matter what you're going through at this current situation, it's going to allow you to be able to learn from it. And you'll go down the road and you'll meet somebody that you'll be able to witness to about those same things simply because you didn't give up. Even in life today, after the fall that we had and the setbacks that we had, it felt like I was knocked down to absolutely nothing. I always had that security blanket where if I wanted to go and pick up a job or if I wanted to go and do whatever, I could do it. No hesitation. Nothing blocking me. It always worked out. But then after the fire, I was like, you know what? I need to go back to my comfort zone. Y'all, when I tried to go back to my comfort zone, it didn't work. I wasn't able to do it. I felt so uncomfortable. I felt sick literally to my stomach whenever I tried to go and clock back in. Not saying that I was better than that, but I was off course. So a lot of times, the Lord allows you to become uncomfortable so that you will remove yourself from whatever that situation is. He'll allow you to feel like, I don't want to do this. I can't do this. Physically, I can't do it. Mentally, I can't do it. He'll allow you to feel that way so that you'll realize and recognize this is not the place for you. You are out of place. And when you step outside of that and you realign yourself back with God, what it is he wants you to do, and whatever vision he gave you, then you will see yourself excel. You may not go as quick as the other person. You may not be able to reach the highest height as the other person as quick as they did, but everybody's journey is their individual journey. Everybody have their own route to take. I'm so appreciative now to know that it wasn't what I thought, a job or whatever else that gave me my stability. It was God himself. And he realized after I realized that he was the one that made sure that I was stable, he showed me that that wasn't stability for me. That was my comfort level. I was comfortable because I knew what was going on. I knew when it was going to go on, and I knew how. So I was still able to control it. And whenever I lost control over other things that I had no control over, that was when I was able to learn that it's not about me. It's all about him. God has given each and every one of you on this call, he's giving you some kind of dream, some kind of gift, some kind of vision. He's giving it to all of us. Everybody has something that he's instilled in us, but he knows that everybody's not going to act on it. It's not because you're not capable. It's just because fear has you stagnant. So we have to be able to become unstuck and realize who we are, realize whose we are, and get on that right track. Remember the I am affirmation. Remember to do those. Remember to clear your mind. A cloudy mind or a confused mind does absolutely nothing. And always remember, you can only do one thing at a time. And it doesn't matter how small it is. If you continue on doing smaller things, then it'll gradually go up to one big thing or one huge thing, and you'll get something accomplished. But as long as you're getting ready to get ready, you will never actually start. So stop getting ready to simply get ready. We need to put a plan in place. Put a to-do list if you're a person that has to have a check-off list. Whatever it is you have to do to be able to move forward, that's what you need to do. The time is now. Life is way too short for us to continue on living with regret. Life is too short for us to be trying to figure out what it is that we need to do because we already know. But fear has a way of convincing us that it's not the right thing to do because we don't like the unknown. And that's usually what it is, the fear of the unknown. So I encourage you to move forward. I encourage you to accept whatever it is, the challenge that you have before you. I encourage you to acknowledge that tug that you have. You know, the tug that you have about whatever it is that you're wanting to do, and you're really thinking about it more and more every day. It might even be keeping you up, or you may have even bounced your ideas off of somebody else, and they shot it down. You have to remember, if God gave you the idea and he's the one that told you about it, it doesn't matter who else feels like it won't work. He didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. So you go ahead, step out on faith, do it, and when you do it, they'll see that it's being done. Usually a person will try to stop you from doing something that you are really strong-minded about and that you really feel like is your purpose. They see something in you that they wish they possessed. And because they don't, they try to dim your light so theirs will shine. So don't allow anybody to put you in the dark. Be the light that you are. Continue on striving, continue on staying positive, because that's the only way you will be able to be successful and do it. If you don't think you can, you won't be able to do it. By starting positive I am affirmations, you will be able to begin to reprogram your core inner beliefs. I don't care if you came from whatever type family or you feel like you have whatever kind of struggle. It doesn't matter. Affirmations are short. They're clear statements of your desired goal. Not your past, what you desire to do and where you desire to go. And only you can make those. They are designed to make a positive change in your conscious and subconscious mind. Your subconscious don't know that you're just kidding. Your subconscious don't know that you're just saying those things because of what somebody else told you. So make sure that you feed yourself positive things. If you continue to tell yourself things you wish to manifest without worrying about how you can or how you will accomplish it, I'm telling you, it will work. I am a believer, and I'm a witness that it will. Make sure you keep it positive. Don't use any negative words. Don't use any negative ideas. Stop saying no, not, stop. Anything negative, anything that you feel like is going to hold you back, stop doing it. Today is a new day. When you wake up in the morning, even before you go to bed tonight, remember what I said. Remember that whatever you say after I am, that's what you truly are. Whatever it is that you feel like you want to do or that you need to do, I'm telling you, you are already equipped. You have everything you need to have to start and to move forward and to go forward. It's just up to you to do it. I'm going to leave you with four quick tips on how to get unstuck, how to move forward, how to just say yes to yourself. You have to remember this. No is a complete sentence. And a lot of times we give so much of ourselves to other people that we don't have enough for ourselves because we want to have a good heart. We want to share. We want to let them know, I'm there for you. I got you, and different things like that. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you have to know that you're sowing seed on good soil. You have to know that you're not casting your bread before swine. Not saying that you give to people who can only give to you, because the Bible does tell us to give to those who can't give it back. And that's fine and well. But at the same time, you have to make sure that you are resourceful enough to invest in yourself too. Because the reciprocity of you giving to others, it's going to come back to you. But when it comes back to you, you have to make good decisions with it. So the four things I leave you with is to stay connected with God. That's your power source. You need to have a prayer life. You need to have a relationship with Him. If you unhook anything or unplug anything from your power source, then you have no electricity. You have nothing to push you forward. You have nothing that's going to hold you the way that it needs to hold you because you have no power going to it. So when you drain and you need to be re-energized and you need to have direction and you need certain things, if you don't have those things, check your connection. Make sure that you're doing more than just calling on the name of God and praying to Him and things like that other than when you need a hookup. Jesus ain't nobody's side piece. He's not going to continue on being there for you when you run out of your very last and then you want to call Him or whenever you need certain things or whenever you're down and out or whenever you're hurting. Of course, He sees all, He knows all, and we all His children, but at the same time, He wants to be loved too. We serve a jealous God. We all know that. So I want you guys to always remember that you have to stay connected. You have to have that power source. Then number two, give yourself credit. There's nothing wrong with you understanding your gift. There's nothing wrong with you understanding what you're good at. So those things that you're good at, those gifts that you have, those are the things that He will allow you to make room for. He said your gift will make room for you. You have to remember that. If He didn't give you a gift, if He didn't give you something different, what would make you unique? What would make you authentic? I'm a comedian. There's plenty of comedians out there. There's plenty of female comedians. There's a lot of funny women. But I'm unique because, for one, I'm very country. Just the way I speak makes me different. But my message is different as well. I make sure that I make somebody in the audience laugh. You're not going to reach everybody because you weren't designed to. There is a particular pack of people that the Lord has placed to be in your path if you are in alignment with Him that He'll allow you to touch, and you will be able to transition, transform them through God because they'll be able to relate to you. They'll draw to you. They'll resonate with whatever that you're saying. When I'm on stage, people resonate with me because they understand where I'm coming from. I speak from a pure place. I was speaking to my social media guru. I was speaking to her, Portia Chandler. She's a beast with social media, but the woman is a woman of God. And she always had a conversation. She said, Nikita, she said, we have to tell the naked truth. She said, too many times we telling underwear truth because we don't want people to know what's going on. Or we don't want people to know what we're going through. But it's time out for all of that. Now, of course, you have to know who you confide in because you can't just confide in anybody. But if you are willing to be truthful, if you're willing to put your gift out there, show people what it is that you're good at, you will be surprised at the people that you will reach. But you can't do that until you do number three. And number three is silencing the dumbos, the people that's on the outside that have everything but something positive to say. You have to heal your own stinking thinking. Whatever look me is trying to say, kill them. You need to perform a suicide on your inner man. If your inner man is trying to keep you to where you've already been or where you already came from, you need to kill it each time. I don't care if you was on drugs. If they tell you you're not going to be able to do that, you on drugs, nobody going to listen to you. That I am fat that need to kick in. I am sober. I am somebody. I am who I am right now in Christ, not who I used to be. You have to silence the dumbos and kill the stinking thinking. But even if you have all those things in place, number four is my big one, you will not be successful. You will not get to be where you want to be unless you take action. Faith without works is dead. God speaks in can and not in cannot. So you have to remember any good thing he wants you to have. So any good thing that he puts in your mind and he puts on your heart, he wants you to do that. Satan is not going to put a good idea in your mind. He's not going to want you to bless anybody. He's not going to want you to move forward. He's not going to want you to be successful. So you don't have to go back and forth and try to figure out, is this something that God's telling me to do? Is this something that I should do? Am I on the right track? Because if you're in alignment with God, he'll give you direction. He'll show you where you need to go. He'll put the right people in your path while you're on your journey, and don't even worry about it if you're speechless and you don't know what to say, because if you open up your mouth, he'll speak for you. I know this because too many times I went on stage, I didn't know my audience, I didn't know what to say, but when I opened my mouth, it was fluent. I was able to reach the people that were out there that resonated with me. I built the fan base that I have now. Not because I was that great, not because I was that hilarious, but I am good and I am funny. But at the same time, did y'all see how I keep in with those I am affirmations? Because the little me keeps in that quick to tell me you weren't that funny, you weren't that great, but the devil is a lie. So even with that example, I'm able to show you that as quick as it comes in your mind, you kill little me and you bring it back up with the I am affirmations. Because you are somebody, I am somebody, and God uses me in such a way that he allows me to see things in a different perspective. Because I'm a why type of lady. I like to know why about everything. Why, God? Why are we doing this or why are we doing that? A lot of people say not to question them, but I'm one that will, because I believe that if I question them, he'll answer me. They tell you that if you want something, to ask them. So if I'm asking questions, I just throw my why in there. And there hadn't been a time yet that he hasn't either revealed it to me to let me know or that he hasn't shown me through somebody else. So I'm grateful that he's made me who I am, that I'm authentic enough to be able to go on any platform, on any stage, to give out comedy. I tell people I'm a laughologist. I'm able to make people laugh at their everyday life challenges. I'm a joy specialist. God has allowed me to be able to go in and touch things on your inner core to ignite that joy again so that he can be back in the place that he once was. I'm a life strategist. I'm a person that always try to find a way to make a way to get to where I need to go and to get people to where they need to go. So in all those things, I count it all joy because he found me worthy enough to do those things. Because I definitely didn't see it in myself, but because of who he has made me and because of who I am in him, I'm able to step out, I'm able to step forward, and you can do the same exact thing. So remember those four things. Stay connected to your power source. Give yourself credit. Silence the dumbos and kill the thinking, and take action. But in all those things, number four is the biggest thing, baby. You got to take action because as long as you're getting ready to get ready, you will never get anywhere. So I want to thank you all so much for joining my first introductory call with the Bias Movement. And you guys already know how I am. I like to encourage. I like to motivate. And I like to inspire. I hope you enjoyed the call because here at the Bias Movement, my goal is to change lives one mindset at a time. And at this time, I'm going to unmute all of the lines. And if you have a comment or if you want to, if you have a question or whatever it is, that's fine to do so. And if not, then I thank you all for joining the call. I wanted to keep it at a 30-minute increment or whatever to, you know, value guys' time or whatever, and I see that I'm at that mark now. And I just really appreciate you all for joining in. I'm really excited about it, and I have a lot of you that joined, so that really means a lot. So at this time, I'm going to unmute everyone. Even if you want to just say your name and or whatever, you can feel free to do so at this time.
Well, I'm going to jump right in and make mine first. I want to say to Nikita, oh, my gosh, what an amazing call. What an amazing message. And I'm super excited about the buyer's movement. I knew you had it in you. I knew that the world needed so much more of you. I am over here about to run laps for excitement, I feel. And it's probably no the voice. But here again, I send you my love, and I'm cheering for you. I love it. I love the call.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Nikita.
Hello.
Hello, Nikita. This is Cynthia Richardson. I'm at work, sneaking on the phone, listening. I think the time was getting up there. You know I'm always up to something, but I enjoyed every last 17, 18, 20 minutes of it. And I wish you nothing but the best, and I am somebody. Very great touch me.
Oh, thank you so much. Get in there before you get fired.
Okay?
All right. You too.
Hi, Nikita. This is Rochelle from Philly.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for that encouraging message. It meant a lot for me tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining.
Nikita?
Yes.
This is Renita.
Hello there.
Hi, I enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. I am looking forward to you doing this more often. You love to talk, and so you want to truly be able to express yourself.
I thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll be doing it on Wednesdays. I keep it short and sweet to try to help people through their midweek crisis. You know, we'll be doing other things like asking questions and different things for people to ask me ahead of time, and we'll cover it on the call. But I really, really appreciate you joining in.
No problem.
Like they say in church, will there be another? If not,
hi, it's Lila.
All right, now, hey.
Hey, how you doing? It's Lila in Killeen, Texas. I jumped in a little late, but I was able to get all 4 points, and I really appreciate that. Like you said, this is something that'll help me through the rest of my week, and just your energy that you brought was amazing. So I'm glad I was able to jump on, and best to you. I know it's much, much more to come, so I'm glad I was able to be a part of this.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Nikita.
Hello.
This is Tootie from Lexington, South Carolina.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Mom, you did good. I liked it. And I learned a lot.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Nikita. This is Tashar.
Hey, Lexington.
I'm fine. I wasn't going to say anything, but me and my baby was in the car enjoying it, and she wanted me to let you know that she was listening, and she enjoyed it.
Oh, that is one thing. For y'all that don't know Tashar, that took a lot for her to say anything because she is quiet, but I'm telling you, if you get sick, you need her on your team because she is a beast of a nurse. You hear me? I'm telling you. So thank you so much. And tell Jared, I said thank you. Thank y'all for calling in.
No problem.
All right, y'all. If that's it and there's no one else, again, thank y'all so much. And if y'all would, go to my Facebook page to meet. Huh? Did I hear somebody? or I thought I heard somebody. I was going to say, go on my Facebook page, put a comment, say something about the call or whatever. And, again, we'll be doing this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be putting out more information to let you know more about the calls, and we'll be, you know, advancing them as well. But I thank you guys so much for your time. I thank you for calling in, and as you all know, I love to say, remember, you are somebody. This is your girl, Nikita B., and until next time, y'all have a good one.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
I'll see you later.
All right. No.